Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Domingo Ramos. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney bunts towards first. Murray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Kearney moves to second. It's 3-0, Mariners. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. Sheets moves to third. Rayford moves to second. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-1 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards short. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kearney strikes out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 2 in the game. Presley strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Ramos moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 4 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stuart Thomas scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Mariners. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Young reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.